Okay, the episode on how to think better, make sure your brain is working. So the rest of them will be more on training yourself to think. But the first place often is that you do have to have your brain in working order to get optimal thought. And we're going to talk a little bit about that, mostly from a high level. And if you're interested in some deep dives and maybe at a later time, let me know. Okay. So I do want to talk to you about my protocol. So if you have a child who has learning, I don't want to say learning disabilities because that sounds like it's not overcomer, that it can't be overcome. So learning problems, because problems are there to be solved. So I have a whole protocol, a mom-level protocol. Now, you could hire me or some other person. I know some other a firm that will sell you certain protocol for $86,000, probably more now. Anyway, you could hire me. But for those of you who want to purchase something and add a little of your own application, which you have to do anyway, go to the website at overcominglearningproblems.org and check out my protocol. It's developed for 12 months. You'll probably want to repeat it over and over again, but it tries to address things in order, and probably all of those things will help the general person. One of those things, two of those things, I don't know, some number will help you in particular, but it's really great to go in order. If you go to a provider, they will sell you what they sell you, because that's what they do. Anyway, this is a much more frugal way of addressing it. Anyway, check it out, the whole mom level protocol to have victory over your child's problems. Okay, so go to the website for that. And if you stick to the end of this episode, I'll give you a freebie. Okay. Okay, a quick reminder to have your brain in working order. Have your child's, your young person's brain in working order. And you may be surprised that lack of sleep is one of the major, most often problems that children and young people have. Well, you may not be surprised at your teenagers staying up too late, but I think you will be surprised the extent to which small children stay up too late. Mothers who work want to see their children, and unless the child care center is having them sleep a long time, then they're up in the evenings with their parents until too late. And because we have electric lights and screens, they keep us awake. So the latest thinking is to turn off the screens an hour or two before bedtime. First, you have to have a good bedtime. Have a routine for your small children, maybe for yourself too. Don't have the TV in the bedroom. Put your phone in a different room. Today, when everybody, it seems like so many people have smartphones, you might want to charge them up in the bathroom and you sleep in the bedroom. It's not a good idea to have all that EMF going on and you'll be tempted to look at the screen. Of course, have your screens on as warm as you can stand. And now we've got these orange glasses. Of course, Dave Asprey is the famous guy, bulletproof guy, Dave Asprey, who, at least the one that first promoted these dark orange glasses that I knew about. And his are expensive. If you can afford them, get them. And if not, you can get some substitutes. But the point is, get away from the screens and all the blue light, especially when you want to wind down. Don't talk about finances. Don't argue before you go to bed. Let everybody sleep. And you know, if we did things like God made it, if we were living according to nature, we would be going to bed when the sun went down and getting up just a little before the sun came up, and everything would be different. If you look back in your schooling, as I do in mine, and the students who were always lagging behind and never could make good grades, they were always asleep. They'd fall asleep in class. What happens in college? People fall asleep in class because they're doing other things. And incidentally, pulling an all-nighter is not the most efficient way to study. The most efficient way to study is regularly, all of the time, when you feel good, and then have a good sleep before the final so you can think well. And then you've got your mental file cabinets full and they're in working order. So sleep is the number one that I'm going to say, and even for small children. And then protein. You would be amazed the extent to which parents have some crazy ideas. Oh, we don't feed meat to our children. No, no. Feed meat to your children. Meat. You can go lower on, you know, don't give them sugar, give them meat. And unless they particularly have some sort of problem with casein, there's no problem with milk and cheese, but, well, there might be. If you can get fresh from the farm, good untainted meat and milk, do it. Anyway, we won't go on and on in that, but I will say that I do see many children who do not have good diets. Not just poor, but even some wealthy families allow children to have their own choices about their nutrition. And you know what is good food? Meat, vegetables. Okay. All right. Then another major problem I saw for my students, now these were freshmen in college, so most of them were, almost all of them were older than 18, and most of them were adults. A large percent of the people who came to me with study problems, it was because they were on drugs. Now, none of them were going to admit to me that they were on recreational drugs. I'm talking about prescription drugs, particularly antidepressants and anti-anxiety medications. These cause you to not study well, not remember well. And so I'm not going to tell you to what to do about that, except I will say in general, it is my opinion that these drugs are prescribed much too quickly when supplements and better nutrition and better lifestyle could help many of those problems, particularly anxiety. For instance, somebody might be needing GABA. They might be GABA deficient or, deficient, have their hormones out of balance. And if that were fixed, they wouldn't have the anxiety problems, and then they wouldn't have the problems associated with the prescription drugs. So it's not usually a good idea to willy-nilly abruptly go off drugs. But I would say that if prescription drugs of any kind are on the table, you should ask your physician for extensive tests to see if you have some nutritional deficiency. And he or she hasn't thought of that because that's not in their training. So get a referral to somebody, or just find somebody who will give you that testing, and then discuss it with your doctor and take care of your nutritional deficiencies before you give yourself more problems with prescription drugs. Now, particularly for older people. These vitamin deficiencies are extraordinarily common. And I really would like to have some sort of work that would address this, that would be rooted in science and yet easy to understand, because I see so many people who are having so much trouble, and this is not being addressed by the physicians. But besides general protein and general vitamins, things that might be really helpful to take, well, NAD, this is nicotinamide riboside chloride. This is maybe general feel good. You might take that at night. Acetyl L, I need to look at things so I'm telling you the right thing. Okay, magnesium, different kinds of magnesium, and magnesium threonate in particular has been shown to help people with their brain. Magnesium L-threonate. Okay, a lot of people are magnesium deficient. We often find that in the American population because we don't eat our greens. Taurine has been known to help. I would think that tyrosine also. Vinpocetine and huperzine, that's really for older people and not for children, but it has been shown to help. Ginkgo biloba stimulates circulation to the brain. It's been used a long time. It's just a tree. N-acetylcysteine, otherwise called NAC. So, and it's amazing the extent to which many things that are good for the brain are also good for the heart. CoQ10, having plenty of omega fatty acids, so you might want to be taking, you know, I think most older people take salmon oil, but there are a number of oils, krill, cod liver, you know, a lot in that category of the omega fatty acids. Particularly, I had a physician tell me he prescribed portions of omega fatty acid for his students who were having attention problems, ADD, ADHD. So phenylalanine is that. It's a portion of the fatty acid chain. Of course, any kind of protection you can give the brain against blood sugar highs and lows would be helpful, and there's a couple of products including glycemic guard and brain shield, and anyway several supplements that claim to be able to reduce your insulin load if you take too much sugar. It's better just not to eat a whole lot of sugar, but your student is going to do that. They're going to go to a birthday party and they're going to have birthday cake and ice cream, and if you search it out and find that glycemic guard, that's the name of a proprietary blend from Life Extension, who I'm not necessarily recommending, but it has clove in it. Many people take cinnamon to reduce the blood sugar spike. So, several things. Okay, so we talked about protein, sleep, supplements, drugs. Not just for younger people who want to stay up late, but also older people who end up waking up when they don't want to. Generally, the men are more likely to be having a blood sugar problem. So they wake up at 3 because that's when the blood sugar tanks. And generally, the women are more likely to have hormone problems. So, and I got this from Dave Asprey too. He takes a teaspoon of honey before he goes to bed. You know, it's pure honey, and he says it keeps his blood sugar even enough that he doesn't wake up in the middle of the night. And some women take their progesterone cream before they go to bed so that they sleep all night. And so I commend these to your own experimentation if that's you. But the point is, do sleep. And older people have different problems. And of course, a certain amount of exercise is really good. We discovered when we were in graduate school and we were all doing competitive studying that actually taking the time out to do a little exercise really actually helped a lot. This was, of course, decades ago, but I was in a yoga class, and it was run by, and I was, of course, a graduate student. He was a graduate student, and he said this, you know, he was a doctorate student, and really amazing. So whether it's yoga or going to the gym or just walking around, having a good walk. So study really hard for an hour, take a little bit of a break, walk around, go to the bathroom, get a drink of water, study for another hour, and then go take a walk outside. Breathe. Let your brain cells regenerate. Actually, that's true. It was one of our professors in summer school who said, you know, having a walk around the building, playing some basketball, and having some chocolate ice cream will reinvigorate your brain cells. Well, chocolate ice cream every night's probably a bad idea. But if you're doing competitive studying and you're young and you don't have a blood sugar problem, maybe a chocolate ice cream on the biggest final study day might be within. And if you could take something like glycemic guard, and there's another one, then maybe that would be worth it. Okay, but I do recommend the basketball, the walking around. And another, maybe a better nightcap for students would be a spoon of almond butter and a glass of orange juice. Now, some people are warning you off orange juice because it's so high sugar. No, take a small glass of freshly squeezed oranges, and I think that's well within normal limits. And you see, the protein and the good acid and the good vitamins in the orange juice together, that could help your brain. So that's a little home remedy, okay? So there is so much more along these lines. And gosh, even oxygen, you know, normally you can get your oxygen by walking around, but if you're on an airplane, you might need to buy a little $6 little pump. A lot of professional airline people do that because you have to sit there and the air is not good, but you need your brain to be working. Okay, so also, if you're in the final, hopefully you had a good breakfast that morning, good lunch, not too good, that you're falling asleep, go ahead and stretch. You know, you've gone through one section of your final, stretch. You might not be able to take in gum, but you could at least stretch, and that will get a little more oxygen to your brain. If you're anxious, breathe more slowly. If you're falling asleep, do a double breath. Double in, double out. It'll wake you up. And but not so much that you get dizzy. But just these little techniques, particularly, I think,
breathing more slowly so that you can think through the problem. Okay? Take care of your brain. Let it take care of you. And next time we'll talk about how to channel your brain so you can think well.
Thank you for joining us for the Great Shalom broadcast with your host, Sharon Sarles. Sharon is an author, educator, minister, parent, and grandparent committed to sharing the understanding of God's love and desire that all children experience optimal well-being in this generation and the generations to come.
I know you want to get my Dangerous Times Secrets to Victory for Parents and Educators. You need it. It will revolutionize the way you deal with your children or teach your class. I guarantee it. Vital Teaching. 4 CDs in a set, $50. Write me at P.O. Box 971, Cedar Park, Texas 78630.
Sharon would love to pray with you for your children. In fact, it would be an honor for her and her prayer team to bring you and your loved ones to the throne of grace. Just email your urgent prayer request to info@greatshalom.org or write to the Great Shalom Broadcast, P.O. Box 971, Cedar Park, Texas 78630. God says, where two or more are gathered together, I am there. God hears and answers prayer.
Let me say here, just real quick, that I do have now a whole process, a good protocol to go through to be sure that you can address your children's problem. 12 episodes with lots of bonuses at greatshalom.org. Just look for the menu that says shop. Also have a book called Learn at Home for Great Shalom. It's soup to nuts to figure out what your specific child needs and what method to deliver, what content. It's mostly about your child's needs and the methods, and you should go through all of that before you choose a curriculum. Don't just go replicate public or Christian school. Do not do that. Do not just go and get the curriculum that worked for somebody else. Find out what your child needs and what delivery method works for them, and then you can go shopping. Learn at Home for Great Shalom. You can go to the website and click through, or you can go directly to, I think it's at lulu.com, L-U-L-U.com. And you can get it either in electronic or paperback format. They'll print it and send it to you.
God wants you healed. We know this for many reasons. Read why in Sister Sharon's new book, God Wants You Healed. Turn away doubts and receive healing. It is not God's plan for any child to have pain or deficiency. Stop believing stories and get one step closer to God and healing by understanding God wants you healed. Send $15 to P.O. Box 971, Cedar Park, Texas 78630.
And our gift to you this week is our 20 questions on how to tell something is true. Here are 20 questions on a sheet so you can remember them and figure out what is true. Okay, so just go to the website at overcominglearningproblems.org and you should be able to put in your email for announcements or whatever. Whatever emails we might figure out how to send out and get your gift. Also, we would ask you to sow into us. We've been sowing here for 15 years, and we would call you to sow into your life and into your children's life. What you invest in is what will pay you dividends. And so if you'd like to send us a gift, there are some ways to do that electronically on the website, or you may just send us a check at Sharon Sarles, The Great Shalom Broadcast Ministry, P.O. Box 971, Cedar Park, Texas
786-786-3030. Thank you very much.